We've had an incredible morning. We've heard from Governor John Y. Brown that entrepreneurs want one thing, change, and that we need to change what we are providing for consumers. We heard from Tim Gannon that great food comes from great ingredients, and that we must go to the source and find those great ingredients. Now we just heard about how science and nutrigenomics can redefine meat, can redefine the products that we are providing for our customers. Our next speaker is often described as a great marketeer who picked the wrong subject to study. He studied science, but really he is a dynamo in terms of marketing. But a couple of years ago, we had our first press conference at the symposium. And he was asked, Dr. Lyons, can you describe your company, the company you founded, in three words? And immediately, he said, I need only two. And instead of all those sciencey words we would expect, or business words we would expect, he said, those two words are fun and passion. That was how he described his company. And if we learn today anything that we need to live our dreams, this is a man that certainly lives his. So, we found out last night that apparently he likes to start any performance with a standing ovation. So, as he asked us to do for him last night, let's do it again. Let's please welcome the founder and president of Alltech, Dr. Pierce Lyons, with a round of applause.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you. Well, how many of you have had your son introduce you? Is that special? Have you have a son? You don't? It's different. It has to be a son introducing a dad. It's like Danny Boy. It's not Danny Girl. So anyway, it is special, you know, to have your son introduce you. And you will hear from Mark later in the week, and his topic is the call, not the wall, but the call, the great call of China. But I want to wrap up this morning's meeting with, in many respects, the story of an incredible journey, your journey and my journey. And this is where our journey will end. And as we think of our journey, and we think of, you know, fear no more the heat of the sun, thou thy worldly task has done. And we ask ourselves, what exactly was our task? And did you do it? Did you complete your task? One of the most difficult things I've ever had to do, and actually inspiring things I've ever had to do, was at a funeral. And it was the funeral of my brother. And so I came across this poem that I'd like to read to you. Now, when I read it at the funeral of my brother, everybody was crying. Feel free to cry, even if you have no sons. But it's called The Dash, and I'd like to read it to you. I read of one who stood to speak at the funeral of a friend. Referring to the dates on that tombstone, from beginning to the end, he noted first the date of birth, then spoke the final date with tears. But he said what mattered most was the dash between the years. For that dash is all the time that was spent alive on earth. And now, for those who shared that person's love, know very well that little dash's worth. For it matters not how much we own, the cars, the house, the cash. What matters is just how much we live and love and how we use the dash. And my message to you this morning is quite simple. We are all in a dash. And within this dash, we have to achieve things. Otherwise, why are we here? So what will you do with your dash? And for some of us, our dash is getting towards an end. So what will you do with your dash? Will it be an incredible journey? What are you passionate about? What are you really passionate about? And I remember my daughter saying to Mark, "Mark, you've got to find what you're passionate about. And until such time as you find what you're passionate about, you'll never achieve anything." So what are you passionate about? And if you don't know what you're passionate about, take a job. In a restaurant. Take a menial job. But take a job and find out what you're passionate about. How do you identify your passion? How do you say, hey, that's me. I'm going to make that happen. That's my passion. Well, a couple of ways. Two words. Quit. Or be fired. I've had the experience of both. Quitting and being fired. And there's no stigma attached to quitting or being fired if you're going the wrong direction. So quit or be fired. I quit. Steve Jobs. And you'll gather that I am a real fan of Steve Jobs. He wasn't a nice guy. But he changed the world. And what he said was, I want to go to bed knowing I've done something wonderful. I want to go to bed knowing that I've done something wonderful. So do something wonderful. Do something wonderful. Have an incredible journey. Pele, the great soccer player, the great football player. Now, he did something wonderful. He scored 1,283 goals in his career. The great Maradona from Argentina, he scored 300 plus. But Pele lived. Pele did something wonderful. What a dash. And what a dash when there was a young boy in 1954. And somebody has the audacity to steal his bike. In Louisville, Kentucky. And he goes to the local policeman and he says, I'm going to whip that guy who stole my bike. And the policeman said, before you whip anybody, you need to know how to whip somebody. You need to know how to box. And the rest, of course, is history. That young man went on to change the world. That young man went on to help everybody be the greatest that they could be. He did something wonderful. What a dash. And we think of what a dash, we ask ourselves, well, what about you? What have you done? What are you about to do? Are you really living? One person can change the world. One person has changed the world. One person could take his business, which in his lifetime, and he quit and he was fired at least once or twice, and he built a business with $548 billion. Think about it. With $548 billion, I'd bail out Ireland, Spain, Greece, and Portugal. I still have some money left for France. Assuming I wanted to bail them out. You're not supposed to clap. And any of you French people here, my apologies. Je m'appelle Lyon. So I guess somewhere in my psyche there is some French. Let me show you something. Let me show you something special. Let me show you something which hopefully will warm your heart. Haiti, did you know that the United States would not be the United States if it weren't for Haiti? The Louisiana Purchase would not have happened except for Haiti. Napoleon gave up on Haiti. It was the source of all his sugar. It was the source of all his wealth. It was the jewel in the crown. And when he lost Haiti, he said, forget it. I don't need Louisiana. Sell it to the Yanks. And now Haiti needs help. Did you know up to 1948, Haiti was paying every single year one-third of their revenues as a freedom tax to the French government? Up to 1948. So we owe Haiti something. Our country and other countries. So let's make a difference. Build houses. I mean, what's the point of building a house? So now you have a house. You still got nothing. You got a house. Oh, we'll build churches. Now you'll be very sanctimonious. You'll be in the church. So what's the point in building houses, building churches? What you need to build is lives. We need to build lives. And lives and jobs. So think about it. Two chicken coops would give us 5,000 layers, approximately 3,000 eggs per day, 1,200 for one school, 400 for our school, eggs per day. And now we have something with sustainability, and now we have something that we can sell, and now we have a future. So why not join me and help us, particularly young people, go and help us build chicken coops. Go and do something which is wonderful. Do you want to join us? Well, I'd like to do this. I don't want your money. I don't want your money. What I want is your support. A cup of coffee. You've got a charity of your own. Maybe it's a football team. Maybe it's Chelsea wants to buy new players. Maybe it's Manchester United. Whatever it is. But we take the coffee. $1 goes to your charity. $8 for that sustainable agriculture. And now we're raising jobs. A coffee. Tim Gannon was here, and I'm going to shame him. If Tim Gannon had Outback Steakhouse take 10% of their coffee that they use and take it from Haiti, there would be a revolution. It would be called a game changer, and Haiti would be restored to the number one coffee producer in the world. It's as simple and yet as difficult as that. You've got to create the circumstances. Every Thursday, every Tuesday, and every Saturday, a boat leaves Fort Lauderdale and heads south. It heads south to Cape Haitian, and more specifically to a village, a little township that they have created called Labadie. And this is the Royal Caribbean Cruise Line. 600,000 people go there every year. What an opportunity. 600,000 captive people coming into Labadie, and Royal Caribbean want a new direction. And so when they came and they heard what we were doing in Haiti, they said, you know what? We want to join you. We think this is wonderful. And so we're going into that village, that little resort. We've built a distillery. It's in Springfield, Kentucky. It's going to Haiti. We've got the coffee roasters. We're going to educate the children. We're going to do something different. And then Royal Caribbean says, stop. Stop. Don't go any further. Stop. We don't want to just give it to the 600,000 who go there. We want to put it on all our boats, 4.8 million people. And now we have a revolution. But you have to create the circumstances. Life changer. And you see outside the Labadee Gold and Labadee Dark, which are the rums that we are producing and will continue to produce in Haiti. And do we look like we're having fun? We are having fun. Fun and passion. That's what this journey, that's what this dash is all about. My real journey started in 1980. My real journey started in 1980. Why? I quit. And I went to live on a street called Gold Rush Road and set up a business. I had a choice. I had Bronze Rush Road. I had Silver Rush Road. I had No Go Road. But I thought if you're going to do something, you should do something searching for the gold. So we set ourselves up in Gold Rush Road. I had no loans, no banks. Banks said I spoke with a funny accent. I'd only been over here 3 years. No partners. And we started something. But what I had and what I have was a team. A team. And so we pulled together, and now our family, and you are our family. We're asking you to come home with us. You're our family. It's our home for 3,000 plus people. That means 3,000 jobs. That means 3,000 mortgages. That means 3,000 education plans. That means a game changer. Eastern Kentucky. You know, being Irish, we have a lot of empathy for Eastern Kentucky. The Scots and the Irish went to Eastern Kentucky. And so we understand, in a way, Eastern Kentucky. I mean, their music is our music. They call it bluegrass music. We call it Irish music. Their songs are Irish songs. But this is where the Scots and the Irish went. But unfortunately, they're some of the poorest counties in the United States. So can we do something? Well, let's do something special. Why don't we take the University of Kentucky, the University of Louisville, the University of Pikeville, and don't have them competing with each other, but rather take some people from their MBA programs in each place, and we'll put together a competition. Nothing excites people more than competition. And that competition will be for the ideas to generate jobs in Eastern Kentucky. Now let's put some skin in the game. We're going to give a $20,000 prize for the best idea. So now we're changing. And already the three universities say, hey, we're going to make this happen. And we're saying, we're going to help you make it happen. We're going to create the circumstances. So my question is, why not you? In your country, in your lifetime. Why not you? That's what you were put on the face of this earth for. Say no to all those ideas which are out of your comfort zone and say yes to those ideas that you want to focus on. My focus is yeast. My focus is yeast. I don't know much. But whatever I know about yeast. And when I talk about beer, coming from, incidentally, a teetotal family, my mom never had a beer, my dad never had a beer, my older brother never had a beer, my older sister never had a beer, I had to drink for five people. But yeast is what I love. And so everything we do is about yeast. And this is a picture of somebody I don't even recognize. In 1980, very serious. It's no fun. But we have always stuck to our business of yeast. We stayed close to what we always want to do. But there's a fundamental thing that entrepreneurs have. Every one of us, we're dissatisfied. You have to be permanently dissatisfied. You're not happy. Steve Jobs was never happy. And your dissatisfaction is not an angry dissatisfaction. It's a dissatisfaction that time is short and you have so many things to do. So be a dreamer. but not a dreamer of the night, a dreamer of the day. Thomas Lauren said, dreamers of the day are dangerous men, for they may act upon their dreams with open eyes and make them possible. So be a dreamer. Write it down, guys. Don't just sit there. Write it down. I'm going to be a dreamer. And I'm going to write my dream down. And I'm going to dream about my dream and make it happen during the day. You must be different. You know, everybody wants to be a brewer. I'm a craft brewer. I made it in my bathtub. And you should have flushed it down the toilet. I mean, the greatest agony is when someone says, I want you to taste my latest brew. But having said that, there's a wonderful opportunity. So not 200, maybe 400 yards from here, we have a small brewery. We have Kentucky. We have 4.5 million people. We have about 4.5 million barrels of bourbon in the ground right now. It's the only state in the union where when you are born, the state puts a barrel of bourbon in the ground for you to mature so you can have a party when you are 21. I've been 21 four times. But this barrel then has to go somewhere. So we have on one side opportunity, these barrels. On the other side, myself, I was a brewer. I have a PhD in brewing. I have a master's in brewing. And for four or five generations, on my mum's side, they're all coopers. So why don't we take the barrels, bring them together with a beer, and bourbon barrel ale was born. And today, we have 38 people employed, not 400 yards from here, where there were no people employed. And today, we have about 250,000 barrels or cases of bourbon barrel ale. And Guinness, beware. We're going to Ireland with the beer in September. I'm sure Arthur Guinness is shaking. Not in my lifetime. But we're going to Ireland, going to launch it in September, because now I'm doing something which makes my heart sing. And if your heart sings, you can do anything, I assure you. If your heart sings, you can do anything. I love my job. That's the only one I got. I love my life. It's the only one I got. Everybody else's life, I have noticed, is taken. So I might as well love my life. I love my job. And loving your job is crucial, because loving your job leads you to be curious. And Einstein said what he had was this passionate, this crazy, this extreme curiosity. You've got to be curious. Why? You've just heard, in my opinion, one of the finest scientists that I have ever met, Carl Dawson. But he's also a teacher. And what he spoke about with his program Nutrition comes from one thing and only one thing, curiosity. Just like Tom and Anya. And so when he brought me to the University of Madison, Carl Dawson, and when we went there, he introduced me to this gene chip. Well, let me tell you, gene chip, I mean, the only chips I ever had came with French fries. We call them chips, fish and chips. And so I had this gene chip, and he's telling me all this stuff, and I'm listening, and I'm making notes, and curious. And I said to myself, you know what? We could do something with this. And he sold me, and he sold me on the work that had been done with these two monkeys, same age. Yet one of them was on a different diet. And he told me it had to do with the switching on and switching off of genes, and so program nutrition was born. Nutrigenomics. And you've just heard the result. You heard Tim Gannon say, I have never eaten steak like this before in my life. And let me tell you tonight, you will never eat steak like you will have tonight. Program nutrition, the gene chip, a curious George. So now we're creating tomorrow. So let's think about tomorrow. And now we're creating tomorrow because we believe. Credo, I believe. Credo, credas, credamus, credan. If you'd gone to Catholic school with me, you'd know your Latin. I believe. And my challenge is to make you believe. And my challenge is to bring you onto our belief ship and make things happen. Do you believe? This is the invention of Henry Ford. This is what the people wanted. They wanted a faster horse. They never wanted a car. How could they want a car? They didn't know what a car was. They wanted a faster horse. So what you've got to do when you believe and when you innovate, you've got to dream, dreamers of the day. Innovate and know. And surround yourself with smart people who challenge you. Not yes men. Smart people who challenge you. And create these small teams, your kitchen cabinet. And these are the people who will bring you forward. And innovation, because that's what sets leaders apart. Innovation. Making things happen. And don't be afraid to quit. I quit. I thought the be all and end all was to get an MBA, and they rejected me. So I started to study for a BCom so I could get onto the MBA, and then they accepted me. And 2 months later, I quit. It wasn't for me. I quit, and my whole life changed. I quit. So don't be afraid to quit. One more thing. Steve Jobs used to say, one more thing. And one more thing. I never heard him speak, but he did. They told me that. What are you going to do tomorrow? What are you going to do on Thursday? What are you going to do next Monday? Oh, I was at this great All-Tech meeting. I met wonderful people from all over the world. But what are you going to do? What are you going to write down and say, I'm going to do that? The heck with it. That's what I'm going to do. Well, here are my 9 initiatives. Coach Calipari once said to me, and he wrote to me, he said, Pierce, I don't need to be around you. You give me headaches. You give me headaches. He said, too many ideas. Well, here's my 9 initiatives. I could give you 29, but I didn't want to give you a headache. Initiative. We need education, but we need education, advanced education, so we are creating an All-Tech Academy. And in that All-Tech Academy, the core curriculum will be things such as crisis management and marketing and public speaking and writing. Oh, by the way, we'll have advanced poultry nutrition and advanced equine nutrition if you take that course. Oh, by the way, I may even teach you how to brew a beer properly. All-Tech Academy. And there's a reason for it. I'll come to that shortly. Crop science. 25 years ago, we observed that when we put certain materials, natural materials, on the ground, that we got the plants to grow better, and nobody would believe us. Well, now it's gone full cycle, and we have what we call crop science. One day, 2 weeks ago, we got 2 offers for crop science from 2 different companies wanting to build it. What is crop science about? Natural fertilizers. What's crop science about? It's about nutrition, not animal nutrition, but plant nutrition. And it's going to be a huge business for us, $300 million in 3 years. Lions Farm. Why is it that you go and buy a steak from an outfit in Nebraska, and I'm not going to say who they are, but the steak is lousy. But it's a good thing anyway, because you can give a Christmas gift and it gets something off your list. So why, if our steaks are so good, and if Kentucky's number 3 in the nation in raising a cow-calf, why don't we create a lion's farm? And from this lion's farm, maybe we'll have poultry, and maybe we'll have potatoes. We Irish know a lot about potatoes. And why would we not have vegetables? And our friends in Omaha do $400-600 million in business, this would be a true revolution. Initiative number four. You will see the distillery that we're finishing. And right behind that distillery, we're going to have to build a new bottling line because we cannot keep up with the demand for our beer. 38 people. There was one, now it's 38, and that'll probably bring it up to 78. And we're launching it in Ireland on September the 17th. I wanted to do it March the 17th, but I'm too impatient. I can't wait till March the 17th. We'll do it September the 17th. Initiative number five. Is it five? I'm suffering from Alzheimer's. The biggest problem facing us in the United States are some of these diseases of the brain. And we're so fortunate, right in this city, to have the number one center on aging, the Sanders Brown Center on Aging. Sanders, incidentally, as in Colonel Sanders. Sanders Brown. Brown, incidentally, as in John Y. Brown. And they have looked at some of our compounds, and we now have our patients going through phase one, ready to go on phase two. We'll be meeting with the FDA in a few weeks. And that is going to revolutionize and bring a whole pharmaceutical industry, which didn't exist, into Kentucky. Ideas. Ideas number six. You've seen this huge algae factory. You've smelt it like you were going to the seaside. You smell the seaweed. What do we do with it? Well, we're working with some of the scientists here to have a replacement for fish oil, sustainable, traceable, no dioxins, available for fish oil, and we believe we can do that, and you'll hear about that very shortly. Initiative number seven, we're going to France in Normandy. We finished the 2010 Games. Over the 16 days of the 2010 Games, $430 million came into this community. And some of the things that you are seeing in downtown Lexington, from the Triangle Park with all the colors in the fountains, those things came from our games because we in Kentucky realized that we can do things. And now we're going to Normandy, the 2014, and we are the title sponsor there. I'm going to use that as part of our brand. So there's our initiatives. Oh, by the way, I forgot to tell you, we're putting a new plant into Louisville, Kentucky. We're investing $9.5 million in Springfield, Kentucky. We're investing $10 million as an SSF plant in Winchester, Kentucky. We have an $8 million plant going in Georgia. I forgot to tell you, we're expanding in the United States, one in Florida, two in Iowa. I forgot to tell you, we're buying a plant up in Canada. I forgot to tell you that across in Ireland, we're putting $6-8 million into our plant over there. I forgot to tell you that we have 50,000 square foot building or facilities that we bought in Campinas. I forgot to tell you, we've got a major breakthrough in Brazil. Have I given you a headache yet? It's about passion. It's about fun. It's about making things happen. And we need people to come into our home. And to get people to come into our home, we've launched the graduate program. We launched it in Ireland a few weeks ago. And it's to bring graduates in, 20 at a time, and then give them the opportunity to go across the world. Because we need these people. We need them in our home as we head for our $4 billion in sales. It's a dash. It's a journey. It's passion. It's fun. Welcome home. Welcome. Come on into our house. Thank you.